As COVID-19 continues making its way through the United States, the virus's case fatality rate seems to be flattening and dropped to 3% on September 1st. Reporter Mitch Leegan got together with a group of local experts, including Indiana University epidemiologist Anna Bento and IU Health infectious disease specialist Dr. Tom Rissimalos for a Zoom call on what that means, why that is, and what we've learned about the coronavirus.
COVID cases in the country, the fatality rate has been, I guess, dropping since May, according to Our World in Data. That's what I've been using. And it seems to maybe be flattening out a bit. Can, I guess, someone tell me, is that the case? And why might that be?
That measure is not so much a measure of the burden of infection in a population, but is also dependent on things like access to health, the demographics of the individuals that are getting infected in certain regions. So it's a very difficult metric to use as a yes, we're doing great, or no, we're not doing so well.
I think our largest group was in the 20 to 29 age group here just recently. And we know that age and coexisting medical conditions are a major risk factor for mortality. So that's part of it. Another part of it is we've learned a lot in the last few months, and we know how to treat it better. We have medications, both the antiviral drug remdesivir and the use of steroids in particular, which are known to impact recovery and to a certain extent mortality as well. And so we're using those very readily right now, which we were not doing earlier on in the epidemic. So I think those two things also play a role.
Specifically with IU Health, what is IU Health doing that has changed since the beginning of the pandemic?
It appears that this virus occurs in sort of stages. The early stage of the illness, perhaps the first week or so, is due to viral replication. The illness is due to the virus itself. The latter stages of the illness, perhaps after 7 to 10 days and longer, it appears that a lot of the morbidity of the illness is due to the immune response against it. It's an immune-mediated issue. And so what we've appreciated is that early on, we should be treating people with things that impact viral growth and replication. So that's an antiviral drug like remdesivir. We're trying to start that as soon as possible when people are admitted to the hospital and are hypoxic. Later on, what we found is that steroid medications, anti-inflammatory steroids, and other anti-inflammatory drugs, which we're experimenting with, moderate the inflammatory components and may help prevent people from having respiratory failure and may thereby prevent deaths.
We've seen it kind of go from the coast to the Midwest, and now in Bloomington, we've got a university here. We've invited, you know, tens of thousands of students to come back. Do we have concerns that, you know, Monroe County could become a hotspot with this?
Short answer, yes. And I say this with a smile, not trying to be psychopathic. Yes, because it's emphatic. Right? Because the university is not walled. Communities are porous, communities interact. And one of the things that is concerning particularly is that areas like Bloomington, who were seemingly not as affected as other areas, the other side of the coin is that possibly means that most of the population is in fact naive. What I mean by naive is susceptible still. So now all of a sudden you have this wave of new individuals coming into the community that might be infected or might not. And that means that all of a sudden you can have these little sparks in the population because individuals are susceptible. So you have these situations where now these individuals that might be infected come into a population that is mostly naive, or at least partly naive enough such that there's no herd immunity. So it is a problem, definitely.